He stopped, sadly. Mala found himself tense on the edge of his seat and relaxed slowly. Please continue, sir. Thank you, said Barr wearily. It's kind of you to humor an old man. They rebelled. Or I should say we rebelled, for I was one of the minor leaders. Wiskard left Siwenna, barely ahead of us, and the planet, and with it the province, were thrown open to the Admiral with every gesture of loyalty to the Emperor. Why we did this, I'm not sure. Maybe we felt loyal to the symbol, if not to the person of the Emperor. A cruel and vicious child. Maybe we feared the horrors of a siege. Well, urged Mallow, gently. Well, came the grim retort. That didn't suit the Admiral. He wanted the glory of conquering a rebellious province, and his men wanted the loot such conquest would involve. So while the people were still gathered in every large city, cheering the Emperor and his Admiral, he occupied all armed centers, and then ordered the population put to the atom blast. On what pretext? On the pretext that they had rebelled against their viceroy, the Emperor's anointed. And the Admiral became the new viceroy by virtue of 1 month of massacre, pillage, and complete horror. I had 6 sons. 5 died, variously. I had a daughter. I hope she died, eventually. I escaped, because I was old. I came here, too old to cause even our viceroy worry. He bent his gray head. They left me nothing, because I had helped drive out a rebellious governor and deprived an admiral of his glory. Mallow sat silent and waited. Then, what of your 6th son? He asked softly. Huh? Barr smiled acidly. He is safe, for he has joined the Admiral as a common soldier under an assumed name. He is a gunner in the Viceroy's personal fleet. Oh no, I see your eyes. He is not an unnatural son. He visits me when he can and gives me what he can. He keeps me alive. And some day our great and glorious viceroy will grovel to his death, and it will be my son who will be his executioner.